My name's Tom Jennings, and this is the 24 Frames Cast. And today I'm going to be doing a bonus episode on a recent trip to the cinema that I had that has really put a lot of things in perspective for me about the cinema going experience. So over the past, I would say, 18 months, I've had a few trips to watch films at the cinema in which I have become increasingly aware of the complete lack of courtesy shown by my fellow patrons. And this mainly manifests itself now in the inability of people watching films to actually sit passively and simply watch what is in front of them. So to give context, I have had people sat next to me who I would conservatively estimate have spent half the time either looking at their mobile phone or talking and nudging their friend. And this became increasingly annoying during a screening a few months ago. And I asked the middle-aged couple next to me if they would mind not talking. They were actually deciding what they were going to be having for dinner. And the man turned to me and, without really acknowledging what I said, simply said, "Go fuck yourself." And I remember thinking, why are you even bothering coming to the cinema? And on top of that, you have now, I don't know what it is, but this an increasingly large amount of people who simply go to the cinema to scoff their faces, eat incredibly loudly, slurp their drinks. And I've become increasingly frustrated with these experiences to the point now where I always make a point of trying to pre-book in advance when I go so I can hopefully sit on my own somewhere away from other people. And I'm sure there is a myriad of reasons as to why this is occurring. I'm sure attention spans, as we kind of commonly talk about, seem to be on the decline. But also I think it's the fact that people are just going to the cinema for something to do. I don't think there is the investment in film that there used to be. And again, I'm sure there's a multitude of reasons. We all live in this kind of Netflix, Disney Plus era now where we can just have content on. You can have films on in the background whilst you do things. I know people who do that, in fact. They just have something on in the background. And I think increasingly that mentality is coming over to people who go to the cinema. They simply, whatever's on screen is kind of only really worth about 2/3 of their attention. The rest is on other things. And I'm increasingly finding it quite frustrating. So recently I discovered that in Manchester, the Cinema and Arts Centre called Home did a film pass for each month that was £18 and it was unlimited amounts of visits to the cinema. And I have certain issues with Home, which are too boring to go into. It is a good venue to visit, especially kind of for food and drink. And like a lot of these kind of places now, it can't just be a cinema. It has to have a lot of kind of things attached to it, which of course, you know, a nice restaurant where it is very reasonably priced meals and quite a nice bar. It's quite a nice place to go to. And I thought I'd sign up for this cinema pass. And one of the first screenings that I decided to go to see was a 35mm screening of Akira Kurosawa's Ran. And it has, in many, I'll talk a bit about the experience of watching a film on film again, but it has, in many respects, completely resurrected my faith in the ability of the human race to enjoy films again. So I tipped up for the screening, which started about 6:15, and decided to have a beer in the bar. And instantly you could tell who was going to watch Ran. And it was playing, I might add, in the cinema number one in Home, which I don't know how many people it holds, probably between 200 and 250. It might be more. I'm not entirely certain. But it was a sellout screening. There was literally not a single seat available, which in and of itself, I think, is quite reassuring. The fact that a almost three hour, Japanese samurai epic based on King Lear can get a sellout screening. It does show, I think, the market for revival cinemas. And instantly you could tell that the people going were cinephiles. I was earwigging on a few conversations at the bar, and people were talking about, had they seen the film before? Were they familiar with other films by Akira Kurosawa? How long it had been there since they'd seen a film on film? And that was indeed a question I was asking myself. I think the last film I saw on film might have been, I think it might have been Tenet on 70mm at the IMAX. But certainly for me, this was the first, I suppose, kind of older film that I had seen, well, I was about to see on film. And when I walked into the cinema, a few things really grabbed me. Number one was, again, the amount of people that were there and the variety of people. It wasn't just, as I sort of suspected it might be, what that was going to be, a lot of very single-looking men. Indeed, it wasn't. There were lots of couples, both old and young, groups of friends. I think there was probably a few students in there. We are getting into that kind of season in Manchester where the students are returning. And it was instantly, you knew that you weren't going to be in the company with a bunch of Muppets. And although people had popcorn and drinks, what absolutely surprised me, and this is again through these awful trips I've had previously, was as soon as the film started, there was a hush that descended on the cinema. People did not make a single sound. There was no shuffling in seats. There was no checking watches. There was no talking to each other. There was no phones out. People just sat in the cinema and watched the film. And I think the fact that I even noticed that people were able just to sit still and watch the film without doing anything else is quite a damning indictment of what's been going on recently. And this isn't just myself as well that's noticed that. I know a few people who go to the cinema. One person was asked someone to stop talking and was threatened outside the cinema. I mean, we've come to this, you know, someone so outraged that someone finds their talking during the film annoying that they now feel they have the right to physically abuse and threaten someone outside of the cinema. But Ran as well, it's not exactly kind of a laugh a minute type of a film. It's not Indiana Jones. It is something that you have to really invest your intention in. And I instantly felt so at ease. I've seen Ran several times. I've owned it on DVD, on Blu-ray. I haven't seen the UHD of it yet. I understand it's not much of an upgrade on the film itself, but it felt like I was watching Ran for the first time. And certainly part of that was seeing it on the big screen. It was a reminder, because I've grown up. In fact, my first copy of Ran, actually, I remember buying it on VHS. And my first experience would have been watching it on a 14-inch screen. And I suppose I have watched it in my film room projected. But it was a timely reminder as well, to me anyway, to get out more and go and watch films. Because although I do have a dedicated home cinema room, that screen's quite big. I think it's about 120 inches or something like that. But it's nothing compared to watching it a film. I suppose it's the difference between watching a film at the cinema and watching the film on what is effectively just a very big television. And I was able to just kind of switch off and not have these external distractions taking my attention away from the screen. And the runtime of the film just seemed to breeze past. And there were a couple of pauses, and this is going to lead into the other kind of talk, and when I want to talk about the experience of watching a film on film, but there were a couple of times where the film actually broke, so we had to kind of take these pauses and the house lights came on. Instantly people started talking to each other about the film. There was even two blokes behind me who were talking about the colour grade of the film, and there was one saying how he was concerned that his Blu-ray copy of the film, he had kind of read reports that the colour grading was slightly off, but watching the film from a film print he was actually more relaxed about his copy of the book. And I thought, that's exactly the type of nerdy thing that I want to hear when I go to the cinema, because it's the kind of internal conversation I would probably be having. And the fact that this guy had actually was looking at the screen going, hang on a minute, you know, and was able to actually engage his friend who seemed genuinely interested. And it was exactly the type of film talk that I liked, which brings me on to the next point really about this screening. This was the first, when I was at university, I used to watch a lot of films on 35mm, And I can't remember the last time I'd been to the cinema and watched a film on 35 minutes. I definitely know I saw District 9 projected on film. And the reason that sticks out was because there was quite a lot of damage to the film. And it was actually a little bit distracting at times. I can't remember. Shutter Island, possibly. I don't know. But this was certainly the first time in a long time I've watched a film on film. And just a few observations. Number one, from what I understand, the print we were watching was struck in the 1990s. And I was quite surprised by the amount of artifacts and dust and noise on the screen. It was at times a little bit distracting, I have to say, because you kept seeing flecks and bits of kind of, at times quite large, dust blobs tipping up on the screen. And although it wasn't distracting me from the enjoyment of watching the film, I was at times was looking at it thinking, crumbs, there was never one frame that was completely clear. And I did really quite like seeing the markers to tell the projectionist when to change film. It's kind of like a nice idea, because obviously now everything's on digital projection, and you'll have one projectionist running several films at the same time, especially in multiplex. But it was just kind of a tiny reminder about the kind of the mechanics of film, and the fact that in the times of old, when films were projected, it did take human intervention. It relied on there someone being there all the time to make sure that the reels were being changed. And the fact it was kind of like this kind of little messages to that person, I remember it sort of did bring back memories of before. I remember before I knew what those dots meant in the old, before I was kind of got truly into cinema, I always used to wonder what it was all about. And sometimes it felt nostalgic. I felt nostalgic for the old days of going to the cinema. I thought it was a rather wonderful experience. And of course, the image quality, our eyes are so accustomed to now everything being so bright and 4K. And in a way, Ran did look quite muted, but it was certainly a lot softer than I've kind of seen it, especially in kind of recent viewings. I've seen it on high definition, but it had a wonderful look to it, and I appreciated the composition of the shots a lot more. And it was a reminder, I read something recently, I think it was that Ridley Scott on Gladiator 2 at times would have something like 8 cameras running just to capture as many angles as he could. And of course you can do that in the digital age. You haven't got to sort of worry about the enormous cost of film and prints and whatnot. And when I was watching Ran, it reminded me that Akira Kurosawa wouldn't have had the benefit or the convenience of having so many cameras, because obviously you have to have, like I said, the cost of it and the people manning the cameras. So I really felt that watching a film on film reminded me of the craft of cinema making that perhaps we have lost a little bit. I often think this, that a lot of directors now, especially when I watch kind of a lot of art house films, I went to go watch one of the Dardenne Brothers films recently, their new film, especially but in an art house scene, in European film, a lot of films look the same. And I think it is because they're made and the directors don't have to worry, I think, as much about composition, although at least they don't seem as invested in it as I think perhaps older directors do. And it's why I think Ran, just the precision of the filmmaking, the brilliance of it was there and apparent. And these were people who I think, he was making a film for the cinema. Often now, I think the Dardenne Brothers film that I watched recently played for like a week or something like that. And I'm sure it'll come on to like Kazan and Mubi and all that, those type of things. But films going on in the cinema, it's only a small part of their money-making cycle. And I think I was consciously aware that this was a film made on film to be seen primarily in the cinema, and for that reason it was for me one of the best experiences I've had watching a film in a good long while. Ran, if you haven't seen it, is one of the latter stages of Akira Kurosawa's career. I think it is one of his best films. I'm certainly aware of its theatrical background, obviously being based on King Lear, but it is suitably epic when it needs to be. I'm sure if you have a kind of deeper understanding of Japanese culture and traditions, there's a lot more you can glean from the film. I don't, but I would imagine there's a lot you could probably kind of extrapolate from it if that's your kind of background and interest. But yeah, certainly it's one of my, I think it's one of his best films, and it's certainly one of my favourite of his of Kurosawa's films. I'd certainly put it in the top five for me. And when the film finally ended, I think we were after a couple of pauses we had for the film breaking, I think the screening started about 6:15, and I think it was about 9, must have been about 9:15 or something like that before we came and left the cinema. And people were smiling, they were chatting about the film, and as we were kind of moving down the stairs, there was one guy behind me, and he said that it was his friend had taken him, and he said it was going to be, he was going to go home now and buy a load of Kira Kurosawa films because he loved it so much. And I just contrasted it to the amount of times that I've walked out of the print works just frustrated that I've let someone annoy me who's scoffing loudly, or the person in front of me who there was one person who was like, I think they were like just chatting to someone, an instant messenger or something like that. And it kind of reaffirmed my faith that the cinema going experience is alive and well if you seek it out. And I've been back to home a few times in the past couple of weeks. And again, it seems to be the same crowd, cine literate, who are respectful of the people around them. And if you do live in Manchester, I heartily recommend picking up the film pass. It's £18 a month, and it is unlimited, 7 days a week. You can go as many times as you want. And I'm certainly been enjoying a mixture of kind of older and new films. So I just wanted to share that experience with you. I'm working on a couple of episodes at the moment. It was my intention to completely reinvent the 24 frames cast, but with what's happened with my mum and my dad, it's a little bit harder now just to kind of... I suppose navigating the new world of having to kind of deal with a father with such complex needs, but we are getting there, and I do seem to be kind of getting more time to sit down and write. So many thanks for listening, and I'll be in contact soon. Bye.